Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday morning to you if you're just waking up. Sometimes I wonder if my enthusiasm or just the fact that I'm loud is jarring for those of you who wake up at this hour. However, if your radio's on and this is what you wake up to, well, it's your fault. So wake up. You should know by now. It's not like I just got here. I'm not the new kid on the block.
Loud noises!
I do make them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Although I felt as though my tone for my open letter to Tom Brady was properly calm and cool and collected, almost like you would expect if you were sitting down to pen a letter to one Tom Brady. If you missed it, you're going to have to go back to the podcast. I don't think I can recreate it. Just essentially, my mom doesn't think you suck, Tom Brady, or the Patriots. And I just wanted you to know that. If you missed my conversation with Gary Pomerantz, the author of the new book, The Last Pass, about Bob Cousy, Bill Russell, and the Celtics of the 60s, it was powerful. This is not just a sports book. And that wasn't just a team. It was a winning team that was set in an era of racial tension in a city of Boston where there is a history of racial tension. And so it was really neat to talk to him because of his perspective and because he spent hours and hours and hours with Bob Cousy, who's now 90 and has read the book. And Bob has a lot of regrets about his relationship with Bill Russell, as well as how he led the team as the captain for all those years. And I've only had a chance to read part of it, but just in talking to Gary and hearing about those conversations and that time he spent with Bob Cousy, very appealing. And I appreciate all those of you who've sent me tweets to let me know that you appreciate the interview and that now you are going to go out and get the book. So that's great. It's called The Last Pass with Gary Pomerantz. And that whole conversation will be part of our podcast, as always, every morning, updated without commercials. I don't tell the bosses that that's my favorite part. After Hours, AmyLawrence.com is how you can find that podcast. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Honestly, I did not expect so many of you to respond when I threw out the question of who's the most hated team in sports. I was really doing it, truth be told, to prove a point. I was really doing it because I knew many of your answers would be the same answers that I got last week about America's team. And it's true because all of the qualities that would qualify a franchise to be America's team, those are the same reasons why those teams are also, quote unquote, the most hated. And my entire point really is just that the hate is not actual hate. It's jealousy. So all the reasons that teams would become a prominent one in America and would have, you know, great interest outside of their sport, would have household names, would have extra merchandise and memorabilia sales, typically tops in their league or near the top. The reason why fans show up to watch them on the road is because they're successful and they have an extended period of success. They have a pattern of success. And with that comes the notoriety outside this core sports fan base. So for instance, my mom has picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. My mom, who admittedly knows very little about football, but knows who Tom Brady is and knows the success they've had and feels like that's a pretty safe bet. And by bet, I just mean she's picked them in an email to me. Not that she's actually picked them. She's not going to take Julian Edelman's advice about betting against us. Nah, that's not my mom. I mean, they are a dynasty. And familiarity, which is what we get with the Patriots. We get it every year because they're always relevant. And they will be as long as Belichick is coaching and as long as Brady is the quarterback, unless something would happen to his physical abilities, which just, it's not. He's older. I get it. But he's still one of the best that's out there on the field every week. So as long as they're relevant, we hear about them more. And there's familiarity. And what's the cliche? Which, by the way, there's always truth in cliches. Otherwise, they don't become cliche. Familiarity breeds contempt. People get tired of hearing about the same teams. They get tired of their teams losing to those same teams over and over, which is where the hate comes from. But it all starts with success. So it's two sides of the double-edged sword. And that's so typical. And really the only point I wanted to make is that the most hated are often just the ones that are the most successful and that we hear about the most. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That did not stop you from, you know, posting a ton on our Facebook page and sending me a lot of tweets. So you can do that, A Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for reading my latest column. I waited until, I just was a procrastinator. It's not really some grand scheme. But because it's more of a preview of Championship Sunday, I look ahead to what's different in these matchups that are both rematches of games that took place during the regular season, but it's not the same. And I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm actually not gonna be here on tomorrow's show. And so this is my last show before Championship Sunday. Of course, I'll be back Sunday night, but I'll let you read it and check it out. And it's about the playoff atmosphere. It's about personnel somewhat too. It's about experience. And while I hope that we get two close games, two thrilling, entertaining, fly-by-the seat of your pants games like we got in the regular season, there are a lot of things that have changed. And so you can check that out. It's pinned to Twitter and Facebook, and Mom liked it. It's endorsed by Mom. So that's kind of cool. Why are we talking about the most hated team, or how did it come up? Well, because Boogie Cousins is set to make his season debut with the Golden State Warriors on Friday. And in advance of that first game with the champs, remember, he signed with them in the offseason for a pittance, an NBA pittance. He signed with them. And in doing that, he essentially wanted the opportunity to prove himself to the rest of the NBA that he could come back from this Achilles injury that he suffered about a year ago and could be better. He says he's better than he was before he got hurt. And so he did an interview with Rachel Nichols, and he mentioned that he doesn't care what people think about the Warriors and that inside their locker room, they don't care what people think of them. And I think that's a very honest assessment. This particular group of guys, they couldn't care less what you think of them. Draymond Green actually eats it up. He's like the president. He likes it when you criticize him. I mean, he loves that stuff. Kevin Durant, he's a guy who, I don't think he takes criticism well, but he's going to fight back. He's going to push back. And Steph Curry, I mean, this is a guy who pooped on the court after somebody made a big shot or simulated pooping on the court. Like, he shimmies up and down the court. It's a guy who is, he's one of those who's, he's loud and proud when it comes to how the team plays. And he's going to be celebrating all the time and high-stepping and demonstrating and gesturing and everything else. I mean, these are guys that they understand their place. They know they cannot be beat unless they beat themselves. Unless they screw up, they can't be beaten in a 7-game series. And they're pretty confident. In fact, their confidence is arrogance. I mean, it's gotten to that level, which is maybe another reason why people could look at them and say, I can't stand that team. And so Boogie Cousins is talking about how the Warriors are the most hated team in sports. And he and Rachel Nichols went back and forth, and she kind of came up with some other examples. But he stuck to his guns and said, no, think about it. KD, Steph, Draymond, are there three more hated basketball players right now? I mean, I think even LeBron's become a sympathetic figure because he's gone to a team that has fallen on really hard times, and it's this other project for him now. Anyway, so as I was thinking about Boogie and thinking about the most hated teams in sports, it dawned on me, like I said, that many of them are the same teams that you told me last week would qualify as America's team. Same exact names. The Patriots, the Warriors, who I could make a case for, the Yankees, Duke. I mean, it's the same group of teams that you could choose from for both categories. Now, as for the Golden State Warriors, I think the last thing they really need is another All-star, right? If you think about what's happening with the Warriors right now, They just took over first place in the West. It'd been a while, but they played the Denver Nuggets, and they scored, was it 142 points, I think, in their last game. Then they come back home to Oracle, and they host the Pelicans. So they're on the road in Denver, then they're back to Oracle, and they host the Pelicans. And I know right now James Harden is the guy that everybody would point to as the potential MVP or the midseason MVP. But Steph Curry, if you're not paying attention, he is playing basketball like he was when he won his MVPs.
Draymond quickly to the front court. Finds a hot hand. It's Curry. Curry off a series of drag screens. Top of the key. Three. Are you kidding me? Anthony Davis right in front of him. But he's Steph Curry. The laws of man don't apply. Curry with the ball. Guarded by Mirotić on switch. Backed it up toward the Oracle Arena side on the right wing. Between the legs, five, six, seven, eight times. Crossover, head fake, dribble drive. Curry, slow motion, off glass, and good with the right hand. 136-128. Curry now with 37.
So Steph Curry ends up with another 41 points. Tim Roy with the call on the Warriors radio network as they rally past the Pelicans and they get this big win. And now he is playing lights out, but he's not the only one. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green had, 14 assists last night? I'll go back and look at the box score. But he had an incredible number of assists. He also had a season high in made threes. We know what Klay Thompson could do. And now you're going to add Boogie Cousins to this mix? It's kind of amazing the numbers they're putting up lately, and also Steve Kerr, who's decided he has a new role when it comes to the Warriors.
We're getting plenty of shots up, 49 threes. It's kind of a pickup game out there. You know, it really is. I'm more like the director at the YMCA than I am a coach. I'm just like, you guys are shirts and you guys are skins, and go play. But that's kind of the game these days.
Oh, truer words never spoken, even though I laugh at that. Your shirts, your skins, just go run around and play. But that's what we're getting to in the NBA. So the Warriors score 140-plus in back-to-back appearances. Against the Pelicans, they have 147, but the Pelicans had 140. Inside Oracle, there was no defense. There were only shots. 49 threes go up, which is nothing compared to the Rockets last night. An NBA record 70 threes. They didn't make that many. But the Warriors make 24 of their 49. The Rockets shoot 70 of them. I mean, it's bombs away in the NBA. And as I was telling you yesterday morning, we had three teams that eclipsed the 140 mark. Four teams last night, including one in the losing effort. 140 is the new 120. And it's not my favorite brand of basketball, I'll just be honest. I prefer defense, at least some defense. I like the inside-out game. I like big men who can post up. I like banging around in the post. I like shot blocks. I like a contact sport, a physical sport. And basketball's just not that anymore. And it goes to the college level, too. The games that I do, the whistles for hand checks, everything. You get too close to a person and you get a foul called on you. And in the NBA, it's about that too. It's all about facilitating space and movement and room to create, room to shoot. As I had, I wish I could find the tweet, but I don't have time this quickly. A guy wrote to me earlier in the show, and he said something about the offense. And of course, the NBA is trying to facilitate, which is why James Harden gets to travel from here to San Jacinto every time he has the basketball. I'll see if I can go back and find that tweet so I can retweet it. But yeah, it's definitely all about the offense. And like we talked about with the NFL this season, it's almost facilitated an uneven playing field. Now, here in the playoffs, I feel like we've gotten more defense, which is good. Defense does matter when it comes to postseason. We just don't get it as much during regular season, really in any sport. 855-212-4227 to see a couple of you want to weigh in, which is cool. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Paul has a suggestion. He thinks that I should wear a GoPro during my plunge and post it on our webpage. The problem is I could be screaming bloody murder, in which case I do not think I want that to be available. You know what they say? Well, here's what I say. Forget what they say. What I say about the internet, once it's out there, it never goes away. I could post it. and then take it down a minute later, and it would still be immortalized on the World Wide Web. So, no. If there was a picture, I'd be okay with that. But as for me actually blunching, I'm hoping there's no one around who's going to capture that on film. Thankfully, neither Chris nor Dave has volunteered to do anything to be a part of this. They're so not, and I'm going away to do it, so they can't just show up and catch me on camera. Thank you guys for refusing to have any role in this. I appreciate that. All team players you are. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Lots of new follows on our social media in the last couple of days, which is cool. I know football playoffs bring more people to the show, and we hope that once you've heard it for the first time, you'll continue to listen. I tell people, give me 2 weeks. I'll hook you. You may listen because the show drives you nuts, but you'll still listen. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, you can switch to Geico. And if you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. Let's talk to Jerry, who's in D.C. Jerry, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Happy New Year. I just wanted to commend you on the way you told that story with Jalen Hurts. Things are going to go so good for him. And the worst case scenario, he gets a master's degree from the University of Oklahoma. Also, I just ordered the book with Bill Russell. That kind of got to me. I didn't realize how much went on with him with that. And also, I need to know the date of the Annapolis Ocean when you jump into the water.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, because I'm 30 minutes from there, and I'll tell you this. I will jump in there with you, and afterwards I will treat you to that fertilizer that I promised you last year. I will have 200 pounds ready for you to deliver wherever you want, and also what? Treat you to Moe's Fisherman's Wharf on President Street right after that.
Oh, you're...
So they have the best oysters Rockefeller on earth.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. However, my time is already spoken for because I have responsibilities, so I'm considered a, this is ridiculous, please do not take this word the wrong way, a celebrity at this thing. And so I have to do interviews and that kind of thing. So I will be busy in addition to being a drowned rat. But if you show up there, I'd love to say hello.
Yes, we will say hello to each other. And okay. Also, that fertilizer is still on me. What? I'm getting in that water. I'm 30 minutes from Annapolis.
Okay, what fertilizer?
I'm right here on 295. To 50 East to Annapolis.
I know, but what fertilizer? What's it for?
Oh, for your garden. Remember, we talked about the garden last year.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm sorry, but 200 pounds? I might have that for the next 200 years.
Well, then we'll break it down to 100 pounds.
you're very kind. It's
okay.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you. I hope that you come say hello. I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, what's the date? What's the date for that?
Oh, it's next Friday.
Next Friday. I'll be
yes,
there.
Sir.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay.
Good to
You're
talk
welcome.
To you. 200 pounds? I mean, I guess I could turn around and sell it. No, I'm totally joking. It's so funny to think about it right now, though, because the ground is frozen, which then brings me right back to how I'm jumping into freezing cold water. Awesome. Alan is listening in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
I just pulled over, Amy. I'm texting and talking. They don't mix. And so I've pulled over for security reasons of the highest importance. I'd like to say that I'd like to delve into my subconscious mind, because you're a very intelligent person and you might understand. I want the Phoenix Coyotes. I hate the Phoenix Coyotes because they had a chance to move. Back in the day, Gary Bettman had a chance to sell them to Jim Balsillie. And he refused because they weren't going through the process. I mean, they didn't have to go through the letter of the law. They could have used their discretion and sold it. So I want them to drown in the sea of red ink and to lose their shirt. And every time they play, I don't care whether they win or lose, I check the attendance. And I don't know who the owner is, but I'm hoping the owner eventually puts the keys down on the table and goes to Hamilton, which is probably a better market than Phoenix, or perhaps Quebec City. You know, I'm secretly hoping that they go in there because they're in Canada, and hockey is Canada's sport, and I think they would do a lot better than they are in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. They should not be there because they're, like I said, they're drowning in a sea of red ink and losing their shirt. So I hate them, maybe for the wrong reasons, but that's my subconscious mind.
So. No, it sounds pretty conscious to me, Alan.
Okay, yeah. I was so happy when Atlanta left and went to Winnipeg, because Atlanta was, they were drowning in a sea of rating too. So I'm hoping that the Phoenix, they're called the Arizona team now, but I'm just hoping that they, the owner eventually puts the keys on the table, because they should not be there. So.
Well, I hope you can let it go, Alan, because I feel like that's a really, it's not a worthy reason to increase your stress level and to be bitter. It's just, yeah, just let it go.
Sure. Like you said, it's a sport. That's all. It's not life and death.
So. There you go. That's right. That's one of my mantras. This is sports. It's entertainment. It's not life and death. No need to treat it like that.
Yeah. And,
I like it.
My father, he's in a home now. And that's what you can, I take that much more seriously than I do about sports. You know, I put things into more concept. So.
Well, thank you, Alan. It's good to talk to you. I appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and always great to be on the line with you.
Thank you, Alan. Really glad that he pulled over so he's not talking and texting at the same time. I don't really have anything else to say. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Andrew Bogish is in studio. Andrew.
Amy.
Would you call me a wimp if I only went into the Chesapeake Bay in the frigid cold water up to my waist?
Yeah. What? You got to be full. You got to be fully committed. No, we are. But listen, you've been pumping this up for a long time now. There's no backing down. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. You're in or you're not.
Someone suggested I wear a GoPro, and then I thought that would be a really bad idea if I'm screaming the entire time. That would be bad video. So
or amazing. That sounds like a reason to wear
Again,
a GoPro.
I thought we were friends.
I'm just thinking about content.
You're just thinking about what's good for the network?
Exactly. I'm just thinking about content.
Who's America's most hated team? I love to drop these puppies on you.
It's not the Warriors yet. This is where this came from, right?
Well, yeah. Do you agree or disagree with Boogie?
Yeah, I don't. They might be the most hated team in the NBA, but they're not the most hated team in sports.
Let me guess. I know what you're going to say even before you say it.
I mean, the Yankees, it's not, to me, it's not clever. Like the Yankees, I
it's
think
not clever.
Duke is on that list.
The New England Patriots.
The Patriots, for sure. I think the Cowboys can also be not America's team at the same time as being America's team.
Yeah.
You gotta
the voice God beat you to it.
Yeah, it takes a while for you to be the most hated. The Warriors are not, they have yet to leave the NBA with their hatred.
Oh,
let me put it that way.
I feel like this whole argument after like talking to people, it's the same names that people submitted for most hated are the same names that we got for America's team. It's like this fine line,
right?
Two sides of the double-edged sword.
The hate is kind of a compliment, because we have to have a reason to hate you. I mean, I've had a lot of fun with you about my anti-Tom Brady feelings, and that's because he's Tom Brady. If he was Brian Hoyer, it wouldn't even ring in my head.
So guess what?
What?
My mom sent me an email saying, I think the Patriots will win this year. I don't know, man. I think
the
you're
whole
doomed.
Thing or just yeah. this weekend?
Nope. I think the Patriots will win this year.
Shame on your mom.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but my mom's really smart. So
I'm sure she is. But in this one instance,
you may be SOL again, man.
She's letting us down.
All right. Coming up next, the head of Special Olympics in Maryland and 7,800 athletes that he gets to work with and 10,000 plungers next weekend. Ouch.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Next week begins the March March Madness, really. Getting closer and closer to the polar bear plunge with the Maryland State Police to benefit Special Olympics. And it just so happens that it'll be one of the coldest days in the Northeast come Monday, which could mean there are icebergs floating in the water by the time we plunge in next Friday morning. I'm really pleased to welcome Jim Schmutz, who is the president, director of Special Olympics Maryland. Jim, what's your title?
President and CEO for Special Olympics Maryland. Good morning, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Always go with your first answer. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate you getting up early for a couple of minutes. So I'm scared. I'll just admit it. I think I'm going to be a terrible plunger. So I need some advice. Have you done it before?
Oh yeah, I've done it. I've done it plenty of times. First of all, nothing to be scared about. There's definitely strength in numbers. When you come out on Friday and you're out there with over 800 members of our law enforcement community across Maryland, you will have no fear. It's going to just be an unbelievable experience. And so the deal is, are you going all the way under?
Yes, I tried to back out. I tried to wimp out and say I would only go into my waist. But unfortunately, none of my friends here at work would allow me to do it because I'd already committed. So I have to go in all the way.
Yeah, so here's the deal. The cool thing is the Maryland State Police, as you mentioned, longtime supporters of Special Olympics. Really, we've been doing this for 23 years. And without the support of the state police and all law enforcement agencies that come together to make this event happen, we obviously wouldn't be able to do it. So there will be divers in the water. They provide safety. I think the cool thing for you to do will be able to wade out to where the divers are, give them all a high five, and then you're coming back in. So don't go under until you've given them a high five. You go under, and then you're already facing the beach, and you can run out and get to the changing tent and get warm.
Okay. All right. I got you. That's yeah, it's still scary, but I'm going to trust you. Jim, why is this so important? This Maryland Plunge is 10,000 strong. It's the world's largest, what I've been told, in conjunction with the Maryland State Police. Why is it so important for Special Olympics?
Well, so we have 7,782 athletes here in Maryland who participate year-round in 27 different sports. And I think one of the things it's important because the athletes participate free of charge. So our goal this year is to raise $2.5 million. Hopefully we'll raise more. Mm. But it gives us a really good jump start to the year. We've got a $7 million annual budget. So all the proceeds go to support our athletes. And your listeners, obviously you've got a nationwide audience, which is awesome. They can actually support you. You've set up a page as part of the Maryland State Police team. So people can go to plungemd.com and they can support you. And if they're interested, we've got polar bear plunges nationwide, at different Special Olympics programs. So they can go to their local Special Olympics state website and see if there's plunges in their areas that take advantage of it as well. But back here in Maryland, as I said, 27 different sports, the athletes are the true beneficiaries of it. And this event, you will see, it brings out the best in Maryland. The governor will be out there on Friday to present an athlete with what's referred to as the Jimmy Myrick Governor's Courage Award. Law enforcement will be great. And then we have our corporate plunge that afternoon. And then on Saturday, our premier plunge day that's become the tradition here in Maryland, where we'll have over 7,000 people on that particular day alone.
Jim Schmutz is the president and CEO of Special Olympics in Maryland with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I worked with Special Olympics when I was in college. And in the first couple of years that I did it, I was a greeter, somebody who would kind of make sure people were in the right place. And then I decided to work as a buddy. And I'm telling you, it was one of the greatest blessings of my life to spend the entire day with a Special Olympics athlete. I was more blessed than my athlete was, than my partner was, even as I remember it was a young man. He was competing. He smiled all day, but it just the opportunity to hug that young man when he came across the finish line, it was this track and field event. It stuck with me, which is why when I found out the plunge was for Special Olympics, there was no way I wasn't going to do it. How has working with Special Olympics touched you, Jim, in a way that your life has changed?
Well, it's amazing to listen to you because there's countless people. I've been doing this since 1986. I got a master's degree in sports administration and wanted to get into sports and was lucky enough to find Special Olympics. And what drives me, I've been reflecting on it this week as we go into the plunge, what really motivates me is the experiences that I had through sport growing up and how that contributed to my holistic development. That's what Special Olympics does, because without Special Olympics, our athletes, for the most part, would not really get the opportunity to enjoy the benefits of sport. And your listening audience obviously can appreciate that because they're avid sports fans. And so the experience that you had, as much as we're transforming the lives of our athletes, when we are able to attract people like yourself to volunteer, we transform lives like yours was in ways that people could never imagine. So our vision here in Maryland is to grow our athlete base from 7,000 over 7,000 athletes to 20,000 by 2025 in an effort not only to better serve them, but to make Maryland better. We talk about creating interactive, inclusive communities of dignity and respect, and that's what this is all about. What you took away from that event was a newfound respect for people with intellectual disabilities, and the way they've transformed my life is I get up every day And I can go to work with great passion for what I'm doing, with a smile on my face, because if I don't do that, I'm letting our athletes down, and they just motivate me. And I think they can provide. We found through team building efforts with corporations that our athletes can instill a level of commitment to team and really unmask people's inhibitions relative to interacting with one another in a way that can make businesses better. So our athletes really make communities better here across Maryland.
Mm. Well, Jim, how proud are you then that this is the world's largest plunge to benefit the Maryland chapter of Special Olympics?
Yeah, very proud. But here's the thing. It's been going on for 23 years. I've been in this position for 6 years. So it really, the way the community rallies, I mean, the law enforcement folks are unbelievable, from Maryland State Police, the Department of Natural Resources, the Sandy Point State Park. Everybody comes together. Aerotech is a founding partner of ours. They'll have over 100 volunteers out there getting people through registration. We'll have Wawa is going to be out there. They'll dish out 5,000 cups of coffee. Chick-fil-A is going to be out there with, if you're too chicken to plunge, go buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich and support Special. So it's just really, I mean, this event, not only is it big, but it's the festival environment is one where people come out. We'll have live bands on stage starting at 10 o'clock and a really unique festival environment. I mean, we'll be out there. First plunge is at 11. We've got these rolling plunges. So first plunge is 11 at the family and Pee Wee Plunge to get us started.
Aww.
The Ravens come out with their cheerleaders and the band and their mascot Poe, and that's a 2 o'clock plunge. And we've got a group, you know, where we go all the way up to 4 o'clock. So it's just a great demonstration. And as I said, the governor comes out on Friday. It's just a great demonstration of what is the best of Maryland, for sure.
Peewees.
And that's what makes me proud.
Yes, I can imagine. How little are the peewees?
Well, so it's interesting. We have put in, we'll bring out those little inflatable baby pools. So if people want to bring out toddlers, they can have them that plunge in there. They can also go in the water.
Things.
But we, you know, the idea that it's fun. And it's just, it is a great experience. We really want this to be a family-friendly environment. We've got this Ram's Head Ice Lodge. Ram's Head has been a great partner of ours. We've got Flying Dog Brewery, who's a proud partner of the plunge. So there's adult beverages and food in our live entertainment tent. We've got family activities, food trucks. It's just a great all around day. And here's the thing, you know, you were talking about the conference championships this Sunday. We're strategically placed in between those championships and the Super Bowl. So it's a great way for people to break cabin fever, come out and literally break cabin fever. We'll make sure the water's chilly for you, but the environment will be warm. You will leave there, equally invigorated as your first Special Olympics experience.
I mean, this plunge is going to make me believe that global warming's not happening. I'm going to be one of those people. No, it's not happening. Have you been in the water in the Chesapeake Bay in January?
Yeah, here's the thing. I can say, your point about ice, we've had all kinds of conditions over the years, and we continue to track the weather. So, but we are really looking forward to having you out there. And like
Thank you.
Said, you know, anybody out there who's listening and they want to support you, they can go to our plunge page, PlungeMD, search for your name, and they can make a contribution. And if not that, you know, certainly go and pledge in your state. And if you, to your point about volunteering, if people want to volunteer, they can go to state websites. Here in Maryland, it's somd.org. But we're always looking for volunteers because, you know, we rely heavily on volunteers in our in our community and state level programs.
Well, and the Twitter for Special Olympics Maryland is at SPOlympicsMD. And I'm starting to see all the pictures that are popping up. And so I'll have to retweet some of those. Jim Schmutz is the president and CEO of Special Olympics in Maryland. I cannot wait to meet you in person. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes, Jim.
Amy, thank you. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.